Hi, Marty Lurie here with Stephen Okert. Someone asked me the other day, surprises in camp or good performances in camp, and you're at the top of the list, so you've had a nice spring training down here.
Thank you. You know, worked all offseason on getting my mechanics so I can get more repeatable and getting my arm slot right so that it's not changing every throw. And, you know, not worrying about striking guys out and things like that, just trying to get in. And, you know, the defense I have behind me is unbelievable, so just getting them to get in there and get work, and, you know, it's been great so far.
Yeah, you're not Pat Neshek with a crazy delivery and arms going all over the place, but you have that little funkiness in there. How would you describe it?
Shoot, I don't even know. Got a long arm slot, I guess. You know, low three quarters, and for me, it's always been hard to be to repeat it every time, and so that's just what I've been huge on this year. And you know, shoot, Bumgarner's got a much weirder one than I do, and he can repeat it pretty well. So, just trying to get up to that level.
All right, Stephen Okert with us. We talked a little bit about relief pitching, and it's a hard job. I mean, you've got to come in, you've got to get two or three people out, and if you don't, it's obvious that you know, you're the guy that gave up a run or gave up a hit. And over the career of relievers, it's not always been a smooth sailing the whole way. The game is a little different today. They expect you to be perfect just about every time out.
Yeah, there's definitely ups and downs. You know, at the level that you want to be at, you're hoping for many more ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a hard game. It wears on you. You got to grind through a whole season. And like you're saying, you know, they want you every day to be able to get out there and do it. You don't get as many chances to fail. But, you know, we just get out here and do the best we can.
Yeah, some people say this, and I think it's true, that when you come up from the minor leagues, you should fail at some level and realize that's part of this game, and then you get over the failure and you get back to the game. And you went through that a little bit.
I did. Definitely. 2015 was a rough one for me. But, you know, like the coaches say, if you never fail and you make it up to the big league level and then you fail for the first time, and you kind of freak out, don't know how to take it and how to recover from it. You know, last year in September, I had the game against the Padres, and it was great. Joe Nathan was just called up with us, you know, in September, and having him and Javi and the whole bullpen picking me up and, you know, telling me, like, it's going to happen. You know, don't take it too hard. You know, sleep it off. Come back tomorrow and be ready to go.
Yeah. No, it's great advice, and it's part of the game that we live with today. Grew up in Dallas, Texas. Tell me about your baseball background. What kind of an athlete were you? Who'd you root for and all that kind of stuff?
Being just outside of Dallas, I rooted for the Rangers. I was talking to Kane the other day. I told him, you know, back in 2010, watching him crush him, I wasn't too happy with him. Obviously, now being his teammate and being on his team, it's all worked out. Got the three rings in their under their belt. But, you know, grew up watching the Rangers. Went to junior college in North Texas, Grayson County College, went to Oklahoma, and, you know, now loving it being out here.
Always a pitcher as a kid?
Yes. High school, I was one of the smaller guys on the team pretty much until senior year, and so I got put into the pitcher-only role right away, and got a few at-bats my senior year, played a little bit of first, but that was about it.
When did you realize that you could be a professional pitcher? When did it sort of click in for you, say, you know something, I may be able to do this?
I mean, I had a rough freshman year in junior college, and I didn't really know if it was going anywhere for me. And then I got a call that offseason, and the Brewers had drafted me in the 43rd round, and I didn't even know that I was on the radar even for any of that to happen. And so, you know, after that, I got to work even harder and, you know, push myself hard more. I was a straight over the top guy, dropped my arm down for a better arm slot for me. And then after my sophomore year, got drafted late again and went on to OU, and didn't really expect to be drafted much higher at OU. And, you know, luckily some things went my way and helped me out on that.
Yeah. Well, OU is a good school, I mean, for sports, isn't it? I mean, football, basketball, baseball.
Basketball that year wasn't too great. Baseball, we went to Super Regionals, which was a lot of fun. And then football, you know, they're always pretty good.
He says it modestly, pretty good. They're better than pretty good, and they got a pretty good coach. So being down here, we saw Johnny Cueto just come into the clubhouse, and everyone was yelling, USA, USA. This WBC thing has been a lot of fun.
It has. You know, I'm sure the fans have seen his, I think it was a Snapchat the other day, yelling in his house about their game. So the guys are definitely going to get on about it a little bit and, you know, chant some USA at him. You know, all in fun. You know, the whole WBC thing is a fun thing. Saw Manny Machado come over and, you know, tell him good luck in the next round and everything. It's you know, hopefully we can go on and win it all, but yeah, it's all fun, and everybody's out there representing their country and, you know, trying the hardest.
Yeah. Are you a social media guy?
I'm not.
Not at all.
I have it, but I probably haven't used it in a couple of years.
All right. Are you on Twitter at all?
I am.
All right. You want to, let's see, who are you on Twitter? We'll get you a few followers here.
I don't even know what my
We'd have to look it up. All right. Stephen Okert. Type it in, O-K-E-R-T, and we'll find out where he is. We'll send you a tweet today. We'll get you going. We'll find it. Because, look, I think you're going to be up here quite a bit this year and doing a lot. So, you know, people like to tweet at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. More coming up at Stephen Okert, KMBR 680, the sports leader.